Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. It's so beautiful to be here with you again today.
I know. And this is like Thanksgiving week.
I know.
Are you ready? Wait a minute. Have you gotten any food?
No. Haven't gotten food. I've written my list.
Okay. I've ordered everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't want to cook a damn thing. Okay. So I've ordered everything.
Okay. And you're having people over your house?
No. Well, my sister.
Okay, so it's just you and the girls and your sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Grace did ask a while, about 2 weeks ago, if her little boyfriend could come, and I said yes, and she broke up with him, so he won't be there.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
they called it quits.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so what are y'all having? Are you having traditional?
So, you know, I hate the traditional.
Yeah, me too.
But I think Grace and Adore hit me with, well, I want mashed potatoes and cranberry and all that stuff. So I ordered all that.
Ordered from where? Like a caterer?
I ordered it from Founding Farmers. The sides from Founding Farmers.
Okay.
Shout out to them. I ordered, and then the rest came from Gold Belly.
Oh, okay.
So I do love Gold Belly.
Yeah.
That's one of those sites that you can get stuff, and they pull from all over the country.
Yeah, you get food from like anywhere.
Anywhere. So I got crab legs coming. Mm-hmm. I do have like a package of like ribs and beef tips and all that, sausage and all that nonsense. So we're doing seafood, the meat, and then the sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Boom.
Okay.
Oh, I ordered a couple cakes and a pie.
Nice.
Boom. Done.
That's nice. Yeah. I'll be ordering, it'll be a combination of like cooking, ordering. I order like all like the most of the sides and stuff from like this soul food restaurant near me.
Nice.
Shout out to Southern Blues.
I love them.
Yeah. So they've got three locations in the area, one in Randallstown, one in Parkville, and one in Hanover. So if you live in the Baltimore, DC, Maryland area and you want good soul food, Go to Southern Blues.
Go to Southern Blues. Okay.
Yep.
Couple other things are Reasonably Shady. Live show, guys, is this Saturday. I'm so excited. November 26th. I am like pumped up about this
I
show.
I know. I can't wait. It's like, you know, we did our first one here at home in May. And yes, it was awesome. It was amazing. Everyone had a great time.
Right.
And we couldn't wait to do it again. And now here we're doing it again. So.
Right. So we'll be in New York.
Yeah.
City Winery. If you haven't gotten your tickets, then get on and get it.
Yep.
And come and meet and greet me and Robin. And it's like a party. Like, yeah, we have a DJ. We got some special guests coming. Hannah Burner's going to be there.
Yep.
If anybody knows Hannah, she's amazing. So, Horrible Decisions is going to be there.
Yep.
They
yep.
are wild and crazy ladies. So you don't want to miss it.
Yes. It'll be a fun, fun night. And so for tickets, so we originally only had the VIP meet and greet option. We added a general admission option.
Yes.
Just I want to clarify because I think there's been maybe a little confusion when people buy tickets.
Right.
So now when you buy your ticket, you have to buy the general admission ticket and then you'll have the option to upgrade to the VIP meet and greet.
Oh, good. Because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
People were asking me and I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. Okay. Good to know. Good yeah. to know. Some of the behind the scenes stuff that's going to go on at the show is going to be on Patreon. So make sure you are not downloading Patreon. How do you get Patreon?
Sign up.
Make yeah. sure to sign up for Patreon.
Patreon.
Yes.
And Patreon is so fun. We had a live Zoom with our Patreon
people,
members. Yeah. I don't know what we call them.
Our Reasonably Shadesters.
Yes, our Reasonably Shady Bunch on yes. Patreon.
Or Shadesters. I like to call them Shadesters.
Shadesters.
You like Bunch.
Yeah, I like Bunch.
Okay.
I mean, they can be both.
Okay.
It's fine. They're both. Okay.
Yes.
But it was so fun to interact yeah. with them. And so that's what you get on Patreon, a little more personal experience.
Absolutely. Okay. I have a Reasonably Shady moment of the week.
Please tell me.
Okay. So I have neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. And you remember I told you about my neighbors and it was like their tree that yeah. was in my yard uh-huh. or whatever. And they came immediately and cut it down.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh my God, my neighbors are amazing.
So it's these neighbors.
Yes. These okay. neighbors. Okay. So I saw like this big truck pull up like earlier in the week and it was like unloading. And it was on the side of the truck. It said like parties galore or something. Mm-hmm. Right? So it was unloading. They put like a big like 40x40 tent in the back of their house. It was humongous. Mm. Okay. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then like Saturday, full blown party,
ooh,
valet parking.
Oh, wow.
Fireworks.
What?
No invitation to Giselle. Like, no, what? Huh?
No invitation and no like, hey neighbor, just want to let you know.
Right, that I'm that we're having
all
a
going
big.
Down.
No, they didn't do that either. But I'm not really mad at that.
Okay.
I'm just kind of mad I didn't get
like,
invited.
Like, where's your invite?
Right. I mean, I would not have gone, but could that's you, not the point.
Right. Right.
You could have just said, hey, come over and get some turkey.
Could you tell? Something. Like, was it a wedding? Was it like what kind of party was
I
it?
I actually thought my neighbors are a little older. I thought it was like a monumental birthday,
uh-huh.
but I didn't want to ask. I did see the guy at the mailbox because
okay.
we have mailboxes that are kind of close to each other. So I was like, wow, that was a major party. And he says to me, oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
That's all he said. So I said, wow, the fireworks. He was like, yeah,
fireworks.
But and didn't say like, yeah. sorry, we didn't invite you or it'd have been great if you would have come. Because he could have thought his wife invited me.
Right. But tell me this.
Yeah.
Say you have a party in your at your house.
Yes.
You know, put a big old tent and have music and
yes.
fireworks. Are you inviting your neighbors?
No, I'm not.
Exactly.
Only because they look a little uncool. I'm cool.
Well, maybe you're too cool for them.
Oh, true. True, true.
Maybe they're like, she's not our type.
It could be. But I mean, I was praising how wonderful of neighbors they are. Now I'm not.
No,
I'm like, they're just okay.
No,
but no, I'm
suck.
Like, shout out to them because they had like a hellified party.
Really?
Yes.
Like, what kind of music were they playing?
I don't know. It was deep. I mean, their house by time. They probably had the music in the tent, which was super far from my house.
Oh, okay.
Because they put the tent behind their house.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they were playing.
Yeah.
But like the people were out, they were walking around, they were excited.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. They lit it all up. It was all beautiful. Yeah. Y'all didn't invite me. I'm looking at y'all
side. You know you ain't want to go to that party. Cut it out.
All right. Do you have a Reasonably Shady moment, Robin?
I do. And it's more like, it's a Do we call it shady or sad or whatever? I don't know.
I don't know.
So, you know, it's more of this nonsense that we have to deal with people, you know, just hating us for doing our jobs on a TV show. I was at a basketball game. You know, Juan's season is in full swing.
Yes, Coppin State.
Yes, they're doing well, thank God. We were at a game in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. at the Capital One Arena.
Okay.
We were playing against Georgetown University. And my sister-in-law was in the bathroom. Like, it was like the end of the game. So my sister-in-law went to the bathroom and she comes out and she has this like look on her face. Like she just saw a ghost. And she was like, yo, this is so crazy. It's these two girls in the bathroom and they're like talking about you. And they're saying, you know, saying all this stuff about you. And the one girl said, if her kids weren't here with her, I would go up to her and knock her hat off of her head and blah, blah, blah. And like my sister-in-law was like, oh my God. She's like, oh my God, thank God I was pregnant because, you know, her first reaction would have been to like confront these girls, you know, or just say, you know, like whatever. But like that really messed with me. The fact that like now I don't really feel safe in my community.
Right.
You know, I don't feel safe going to a basketball game because there are people looking at me and over here talking about what they want to do to me.
Right. That's horrible.
It's horrible.
Based off of what they see on The Real Housewives of Potomac.
On a highly edited Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I can make that my shady moment, but I'm going to let that go because, you know, I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, you can keep your little job.
Yes.
Yes.
But on a highly edited show that is pretty much, you know,
it's about for entertainment.
Drama. It's about entertainment.
Drama, and, entertainment, yes.
And drama is like the underlying theme.
Yes.
And you want to go up to me and physically get in my space?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, letting anyone know that thinks that they want to do something to me. Yeah, I'm signing up for jiu-jitsu or Krav Maga.
And Taekwondo.
Krav Maga. I want to Krav Maga your ass. You get anywhere near me.
Okay. You'll get Taekwondo done.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but we're joking about it, but all jokes aside, like, that's not funny. Like, people, we're on a television show. And you cannot get so worked up about whatever it is that you see on this show that you want to physically harm us.
Right.
Like, stop it.
It's out of control. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, I didn't sign up for that shit. That shit, I ain't signed up for.
Okay, so I'm going to take the Taekwondo class with you. I'm going to jiu-jitsu with you.
I mean, for real, at this point, we need to. Self-defense, yes. We're going to jiu-jitsu, motherfuckers. I'm sorry. Excuse my language.
MFs.
Jiu-jitsu y'all up in here. Okay. Get near me.
But,
okay.
But after we do that, we're going to woosah because marijuana is now legal in the state of Maryland. Now we're going to be getting high as a kite.
Listen, I went to a football game, a youth football game the other day after, you know, we voted and it passed.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not supposed to be in effect until January, sometime in January.
I thought it was immediate.
No. It's okay. I think it's effect January, late January, maybe around the time of the inauguration, like, you know, the new
administration.
Yeah. They were like,
it's an effect.
Literally, I got a contact high because everywhere you turned at a youth football game, they were smoking weed.
Oh, okay. Were these the kids?
Yes.
Okay, that's not good.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I promise you, I went to the bathroom. I had to walk, you know, away from the field and up by the playground, and I swear it was a group of kids on the playground smoking weed. But I minded my business.
Right.
But literally people were like, oh, it's legal. Let me just smoke everywhere at a youth football game.
Insanity. Let me tell you something. I don't smoke weed. Never have. I'm about to light up. I'm about to go puff.
You're going to see like, what's the big deal?
Just because it is now legal. And I just want to support my people in the streets. Yes.
And do it in front of a cop.
Yes. Hilarious. Okay. So we do want to give a big, big, big congratulations to our new now governor, Wes Moore.
Yes, governor-elect.
Yes, he, you know, got out there. He went house by house and he campaigned and he like, what do you call it? He stumped or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
I think that's what
campaigning,
they call it.
Stumping or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, child, he won.
Yes.
And we are so very excited
about
it.
We're so excited. And I mean, I'll be honest, when I found out that Wes was first running. So first of all, Wes, I played high school basketball with Wes's younger sister at McDonough. She's on my basketball team. Yeah, yeah. So like, I mean, she was a beast. And so, you know, we have a personal connection. And I've known Wes for a long time, just, you know, as we both have, just being in the community and stuff. And he's always been, I mean, he definitely has that like Obama-esque personality. Yeah. Like his smile is beautiful. He's so kind. He's so, you know, like memorable. He makes you feel like you're the, like that he really knows you and cares yeah. about you and all that type of stuff. So he's always been a wonderful man. But when I first heard that he was running, because he does not have a political background, uh-huh. I was kind of like, you know, like, yeah, I would love for him to be our governor, but you know, this is going to be a tough, tough road.
Yes, for sure.
And his people, community, us involved, you know, us included, we hosted a fundraiser and, you know, supported him and spread the word. Like, you know, I mean, I think it just goes to show you like the power that people can have, like, because he had so much support from people that really knew him and cared yeah. about him and really just helped propel him to win.
Yeah.
There's a real level of excitement because I know this is a place that for the past year and a half, you know, we've been talking about the work that we hope to do. And we're thankful that on Tuesday, the people of Maryland have gave me the honor of saying you're hired and you're and we're ready to move forward. And so we're so
first black governor of the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And he's going to be amazing. He's so, I mean, I think people like you can't not like him.
No,
like, you just can't.
No. And I see him going to the White House. Yes, I said it. I said it first.
I mean, you never
yes.
know. Yeah.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The Academy, not the Academy, I don't know what they're called. They have shut you down, Robin. They have shut you all the way down.
What are you talking about, Beyonce?
Because Beyonce got 182 nominations for the Grammys. She got about 4,000 nominations.
Take that, Robin.
Yes. Because Robin did not like Emancipation. What's her thing called? Resurrection.
Renaissance.
Robin did
but
not
you
like
liked it.
I like Renaissance.
Are you sure you liked it?
I love Renaissance, but I just didn't know the name. And I love me some Renaissance, and Robin did not. And the Grammys shut you down.
So it has grown on me, so I definitely appreciate it better.
Okay.
But I do want to look into how they decide who gets nominated.
So now you hating. You still hating.
No, because there are a number of talented artists who had great music,
right,
great numbers that did not get nominated.
Well, she is the most nominated artist ever.
But apparently, did you know this? She hasn't had a number one single since like Single Ladies or something?
It doesn't matter. She was nominated more than everyone else. And that's all we care about. She's the queen bee.
Right. I mean, congrats to her, I guess. But I'm just curious, like, how did they?
I don't know. Listen.
And she was nominated. I thought I saw the categories. It was like a whole bunch of categories. It was like dance song.
Yes.
Like stuff like that.
Right.
Like, so collabo. Maybe. Okay. I'm going to tell you the nomination I'm mad at.
Okay. Give it to me.
I saw and I said, ain't no way. Hell.
What was it? Hell.
This horrible song.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Should be nominated.
Okay.
That damn Plastic on the Sofa song that I cannot stand was nominated for like a R&B something.
Is this Beyonce? Plastic on the
Sofa?
Yes.
I don't even know that song. Because it sucks.
Okay. I didn't say that, y'all.
Like,
that was Robin.
No, that song sucks.
Okay.
Plastic on the Sofa. Let me, hold on. Grammy, Beyonce. I'm going to tell you exactly what it's for. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Traditional R&B performance.
Yes.
Plastic off the Sofa.
Yes. Take that plastic off the sofa.
Go listen to the song.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, no way. This is a fix. This is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way.
Speaking of other artists, let's talk about Drake.
The only song I feel like maybe should have gotten one was Cuff It. R&B song.
Oh, we love Cuff It.
Great.
Yes.
R&B performance, Virgo's Groove.
You know what? Stop hating. Beyonce got, I said, 1,000 nominations now. Stop hating, Robin.
I'm not hating, but.
I am super proud of my little sister called Beyonce.
Dance electronic album, Renaissance.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on. Let's talk about Drake.
I'm sorry. I like Virgo's Groove. That doesn't need to be nominated.
You know what?
Plastic off the Sofa. That needs to go in the trash. For real.
Beehive.
That's crazy.
Go get Robin. Anyway.
Yeah, get me. Get me. Get me. Get me.
Drake.
Get me. I could take it.
Drake has a lawsuit on his hands.
What he do now?
Okay. So Drake is another guy that we really don't want to talk about. Well, I don't want to talk about him because I don't really like him. Anyway, so he didn't piss off Vogue.
Oh, with his cover?
Yes.
With his mock cover?
Yeah. Vogue said, sir, excuse you. You did not get permission for that.
Because that thing looked real.
Vogue said, who the hell do you think you are? Vogue said, and a no lawsuit.
Right.
Yes, they are hot. They
yeah,
are, and like I was, if I'm Vogue, I'm hot too.
Yeah, you can't go around just pretending to be, have a fake Vogue cover.
Yes.
And confusing the people.
Right.
It looked very real. Very.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Drake and 21 Savage made a mock Vogue magazine cover.
As their cover art for their new project.
Yes.
Yes.
And there is nothing on it. You know how sometimes when you have like knockoff stuff, so instead of like, I don't know, well, you know, for example, Fendi, it's indie. Where does that sound familiar? Right?
Yes. Yes.
It's like they deliberately leave a letter off or add a letter.
Okay. To make you know that it's not authentic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like they needed to add like a little
something.
Two E's, like Vogue. You know what I'm saying?
Drake wasn't doing that. Drake thinks he's that important that he could get that done and nobody would say anything.
That he could make a mock
but
Vogue.
Anna Wintour said, no, you ain't.
Right.
No, sir.
Because if that's the case, anybody can do that. And then that just creates confusion.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like messing with their brand.
100%. So, Drake, I'm glad that you got.
That was kind of stupid. Like, no one in. So, Drake, when you're like releasing stuff like this, like no one on your team was
right.
Like,
that's what I said. Where's the marketing team? Where is the, I don't know if he signed to a label. Where's the label?
Yeah.
Where's the marketing team?
Just you don't just have like a lawyer on retainer that you just run stuff past?
Where's the lawyer? out. But where's the barber?
Like what?
Because that haircut he keep getting. Didn't the barber look at his phone when he was? Because you know they send you stuff on your phone. Didn't the barber like look over and say, "Hey man, you should do that."
So, or like, "Oh my god, you were on the cover of Vogue." And he's like, "Nah, nah, it's just a knockoff. I'm about to release this.
This is what I'm doing.
The people going to go crazy." And be like,
"That's a great Drake interpretation, by the way." Anyway, speaking of nonsense, you know we got to talk about this. And this is going to be the last announcement that we make.
Oh, is this my announcement?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Okay. Okay, y'all. So I was wrong. I am not pregnant with Nick Cannon's 12th child. I'm pregnant with his 15th. Okay? I did not know.
Oh my gosh.
I did not know that, like, there were a couple other of us, like, yeah, you know, pregnant at the same time. I thought he promised me that I would be the only one. Like, right. I would have my moment.
Right.
Because, like, our photo shoot is...
Oh, yeah. When is your photo shoot with your big belly?
I'm going to do it after Christmas.
And the wind blowing.
Yeah.
Because all of them, the wind is blowing. All the photo shoots.
So ours is going to be, like, a really... sexy, like New Year's one. We're gonna do it like in Times Square when the ball's about to drop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's gonna
and this
be,
is baby
it's
15.
Be amazing. It's gonna be dope. Yes. 15. I might be 16. I don't know. I mean, I can't keep up.
Listen, if I were Nick, wouldn't you be embarrassed at this point?
What?
To keep making this announcement every 3 months?
No, I think he's getting a kick out of this. He's clearly...
Why is this funny?
He's clearly doing this on purpose.
Well, yeah. No condom. Yeah. So there's that. And then there's like, I want to be around in 16 years when all of these kids turn 16 at the same time. And they're all like pissed off because they have random siblings all over the world. Like I want to be around for that.
So, okay. Do you think that when he is having sex with these women, me included, that he is like, let me see your ovulation chart. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, you think?
Like, yeah. Like, is it intentional?
Well, yes, it's
okay,
intentional.
Okay, I'm going to speak for myself. It is intentional.
Okay.
Yes. So I definitely gave him all of my, you know, he knows my chart better than me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He knows when I'm ovulating better than I do. So yeah, he definitely is like, oh, you're ovulating. I'm coming over. Yeah.
Let me call Mariah and ask. I blame all of this on Mariah Carey. Because whatever happened in their relationship caused this man to have 17 more children.
Do you think it's like revenge?
I don't know. I need to talk to Mariah. Let me call Mariah. Okay, anyway.
I know. What does she think about that?
Mariah is like, I'm not dealing with none of this nonsense. Okay, speaking of some other nonsense. Now, this is probably fake news, but sometimes we like to talk about fake news.
Okay.
So I read that, okay, you know Sean Puffy Combs.
Mm-hmm.
He was dating or is dating one of the city girls, Young Miami,
mm-hmm,
also known as Carisha.
Okay.
Carisha, is that right? Okay. I can't believe I got all that right. Okay. So they supposedly broke up. Okay. And the reason like they supposedly broke up is because he decided not to give her as much money every month. So he's only going to give her $200,000 a month.
I don't believe this.
I don't believe this story yet. But we need to talk about it because it was out there. Okay. He's only going to give her $200,000 a month. So he was giving her, I don't know, $400,000 or something. Right. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out how do I date Sean Puffy Combs.
Right.
What?
I don't think it takes much. Clearly,
need to do to date him.
Not much. I mean, isn't he like dating multiple women at the same time? They know about each other,
yes,
and they're like posting like sweet nothings from him.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Simultaneously,
right?
Like, because he's dating the young Miami girl, and then he's also dating
50 Cent's
baby mama.
Baby mama, yes.
Yes, and I'm sure other people.
Yeah, and like, me. He's and about to date me.
Yeah, you might. Yes.
I just want to be on the payroll. Something.
Yeah.
I don't even need the $200,000 a month. I'll take 50.
How much?
50. Yeah.
50?
50. 75,000 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do I have to do for that?
You probably have to sell your soul to the devil. I think.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
We're talking about Puffy. Did I ever tell you the story? Tell the story about
you in the video?
No, I'm not telling the story on here. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to just tell this part.
Okay.
It was somebody I know saw a celebrity giving fellatio to Puffy in front of another celebrity.
Okay, yes. I do know that story.
You know that story?
Yes, but everything that you just said sound crazy. So we're going to move on. Anyway, speaking of a whole lot
and
of money.
Those two celebrities were married.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Okay.
All right. Because Jeff Bezos gave Dolly Parton $100
million. $100
million? $100
For what?
Million. Dollars.
Is this fake news?
This is not fake news. Oh, this is not. They had a whole banquet, a gala.
What?
And he presented her, I think, with one of those big fake checks, but it was the big fake check was for $100 million for Dolly Parton. He gave it to Dolly Parton for her charities. Because, you know, Dolly Parton gives a whole lot of money. Okay. She does great things with her money.
So it's not to Dolly Parton. It's to, like, Dolly Parton Foundation?
And yes, but I mean, she's responsible
for giving the money out.
Exactly. And I do want to say, I do want to say that the money is like earmarked. Like, you know, they do make sure that you give the money to charities.
Right.
And they have a whole system to like check that out.
Okay.
Well, did you say $100 million? I will do my best to do good things with this money. Thank you, Jeff.
And not that Dolly needs to skim some from the top, because she got her own money. She really does. I mean, Dolly is like, she got a whole like town in Nashville.
I know. Or, how tempted would you
not
be though?
Nashville. Was it? Is Nashville?
It's probably Nashville.
Yeah. How tempted would I be?
Yes.
That's why they're not giving it to me. Right. I would take half. But what? No, I'm kidding. I mean, I would definitely give to the charities.
Yeah.
Because we need to help people. But I would need as overseer of the money.
Yeah.
To
like
be
a
paid.
Commission.
Yes.
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 Like
a management fee.
Like 10%.
Yes.
10% of 100 million is what?
10 million.
There we go. Boom.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. 10 million.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. I'll rock out with my 10 mil and then the rest of charities.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's fair.
I think it's fair too. But I, in my mind, I'm thinking, Jeff, how did you decide? Yeah, I'm going to give it to Dolly. Like, how did that happen?
Okay, so he probably is a fan. People love Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Right? And he probably also is like, okay, he probably gets hit up for donations left, right, center all
true,
the time.
But we've never asked. Reasonably Shay has never asked Jeff Bezos for a dollar. But guess what? Carly, we're going to get Carly on. Our DOO is now going to be submitting to Bezos money for Reasonably Shady. It's
right.
Going
since
down.
You give him money out.
Yes.
We will happily accept.
Yes. And Reasonably Shady wants to help people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We do.
Yes.
We do.
We
want to help make people smile.
Yes.
That's what they tell us we do.
Yes.
We make
them
laugh and smile. We make their Mondays better.
So, Jeff, put us on your list.
So I assume that he's a big fan of her, but I also think he probably receives so many requests for donations. And I think this is probably his way of being charitable, but taking that burden off of him. Of deciding where the money's going.
He said he was going to give it all away. He's in the process of giving all of his money away to various people that can, you know, give to the world.
That's fantastic.
I think this is after his wife didn't take in half. So
and she gave all her money away.
Yeah. How come we have not been on the receiving end of any of this?
I know.
This is very sad.
Okay, so it's
what?
Too late now.
What?
You should tell your daughters to like apply to Stanford. Like they need to go out there.
And do what?
And be near all the geeks, all the people that are going to make all that money. That's where they all come from.
That's like, true.
You know what I mean? They get into the
internet geek world.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't
stuff
know.
That I don't even know.
I think I want them to go to HBCU.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Moving on. So this FTX thing, we do need to talk about this because I understand it. As best as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know that you're very much into this whole crypto thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, not very much.
Well, more so than me.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay. And crypto has gone in the trash can.
Yeah.
So, like, literally blazing into the trash can.
Yeah.
Okay. So, FTX used to be valued at $50 billion. Now they're valued at $1 billion, and FTX is like the platform to which all this crypto stuff is like traded and moved around.
There's multiple exchanges.
Right, but they were like the big one.
Were they? I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not on that one.
There was a FTX
Lord,
freaking
take my money out now.
There was a Robin is now moving her fingers very fast
gets to
get her money out. But people have lost all their money.
Right.
Okay, so no, FTX was on and a building.
Yeah, on Miami. Didn't they name the building the basketball arena in Miami? It's FTX. Like the FTX arena.
Yeah.
So now they're like taking that down.
Yeah. Now they just the arena.
Yeah. I mean, but it's so. But it and like I don't. It's that is some. That's some weird stuff. I don't know how that got to that point. But the problem is that crypto is unregulated.
It's unregulated. I feel like it's for the dark web, i.e. Drug money. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I think like people, I think it was fun. It's like, it's almost like trading cards for people. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh. It's like you collect these tokens and then you trade them and you get money
but
for them.
But this is real money. But you're putting real money into non-money.
Right. Into a figment of your imagination.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, I can say I don't have that much money in crypto. I did put money in a while ago. It tanked, but then it went back up.
Right.
And then I think once I like recouped my money that I initially put in, I like took my initial investment out and I just like left the rest. And so the rest is just doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Okay.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is so random, but I went to the store right before I came here.
Yeah.
And I got so excited. Like, I almost did a dance in the aisle.
Why?
Because they now have...
Don't say pumpkin spice.
Eggnog!
Ew, or that.
Yes, eggnog. What? Yes. You don't like eggnog?
Not like that.
Eggnog is amazing.
Ew.
Put some liquor in it.
What? How often are you drinking it?
What do you mean? What do you mean,
when
Robin?
When do you consume eggnog?
Whenever. Morning, noon, or night.
Ew.
Put some liquor in it. It is amazing.
No, it's not.
Heat it up sometimes.
What is the main ingredient? Nutmeg? It's gross.
I don't know if it's nutmeg, but there's... Listen, you're not going to poo-poo on my eggnog.
So eggnog is just like milk with nutmeg in it, right?
I don't know the ingredients, Robin, but it is good. So I put Bailey's in mine sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try this year to put 1942 in my eggnog.
Ew.
Oh my God, it's going to be so good.
You're insane.
Yes, or some.
It's going to be disgusting.
No.
That is disgusting. I promise you, it's going to be disgusting.
No, some Casa Azul in my eggnog?
No. Gross.
Oh my. Listen.
What is wrong with you?
Yum. And then go to bed? Whew. Amazing.
Ew.
Okay, holla at your girl. If anybody wants some, send me actually, people, your eggnog combinations. Okay, I want to know.
Don't.
Robin is the worst.
That is gross. Okay, do you like pumpkin spice stuff?
No, I don't like pumpkin spice, but I do like me some eggnog. Okay, so I want, a couple things. You know what? It was on the internet that having sex is connected to asthma. Did you see that?
What?
Yes.
No.
What
does that mean?
That it contributes to people dying from asthma attacks.
Oh. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, that makes sense. I mean, the way you said it was like, if you have sex, you're going to get asthma.
No.
No. So you're saying if you have asthma.
Yeah.
And you have sex.
Yes.
You may potentially get an asthma attack.
Yes. Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. So the energy expenditure. Mm-hmm. Expenditure. Did I say that right? Yes. The energy expenditure of sexual activity is about equivalent to walking up two flights of stairs. Mm. So it's like if you have asthma and you have to walk two flights of steps, you might have an attack. So I think if you have asthma and you're having sex, you need to be careful because you might have an attack.
Well, don't you think people who have asthma clearly have their inhalers like close by?
I mean, have you ever had sex with somebody? He's like, excuse me, and put his inhaler in his mouth. And oh my God.
No, but I'm sure that's a thing.
That, you think?
It has to be. If someone has asthma like that, like they have to have their inhaler.
I could not imagine.
Right. Right.
Excuse me, let me go to the bathroom and get my inhaler. What?
They probably do a little puff before they like start.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And then they're good.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that was like kind of, that bit of information is kind of like, duh.
Oh, that's a duh?
I think so.
Okay.
Like if you have asthma and you have sex, that's physical activity. So if you don't have your inhaler nearby, you might be in trouble.
Okay.
Right?
We can move on.
Can we just talk about this real quick?
Yes.
I just want to make a little hallelujah kind of, announcement.
Yes.
Thank goodness these elections are over.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Jesus.
Because.
Well, over for us, not for Georgia.
Well, right. And that was the rest of it. So thank goodness they're over because, instead of getting 80 emails a day and 80 text messages a day.
Yeah.
Now I'm just getting 20. Okay.
Yes.
Because we have the runoff in Georgia.
Okay.
Right. But the Democrats were just relentless on the emails, the text messages.
It was obnoxious.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, these elections are over, and they continue.
Right.
Because, now we got to support Warnock, which we totally support.
Yes.
But, I'm just like.
So our listeners in Georgia.
And then when Trump announced, it was like instant. I got like all these text messages. Trump just announced. We need your donations. Trump just announced. I'm like, holy crap. Like,
ain't nobody donating to Trump. And Trump, goodbye.
Well, no, the Democrats want us to donate to the Democratic Party because Trump just announced.
Oh, right.
That was like the headlines. Right. That was the emails and the texts.
There's that. And if you are our listeners and you live in the state of Georgia, you better get your butt to the polls.
Oh, yes.
And vote for Warren. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but you better for Herschel Walker.
Don't vote for that dumbass.
Oh, my gosh.
Please.
Herschel Walker?
Yes. Please.
What in the world?
Y'all, tell your friends. Tell your friends, please.
Yes.
You cannot. If Georgia elects Herschel Walker, like that is. That's so embarrassing.
That's an embarrassment. That's an embarrassment. And anyone who lives in that state, y'all need to be embarrassed.
Can you picture him in that role?
No.
Like in the house, like up here doing the political stuff?
The worst.
Where did the Senate go? Not in the Capitol building?
Do you remember Fat Albert?
Yes.
He reminds me of all of the people in Fat Albert.
Oh, all of them combined in one.
In one. Okay. So because I know we've been watching things.
Yeah.
I went to go see Wakanda Forever.
Oh, yes.
Wakanda.
Tell me how you liked it.
Okay. So it is long.
Uh-huh.
2 hours.
That's why I haven't gone yet.
41 minutes.
Yep.
Yep. Running time.
I won't be going. I'm just telling you that.
Okay. Okay.
And I think the last time I went to a movie was to see Black Panther. Like that's, I just don't like to go to the movie theater.
Yes.
So yeah, I will not be going. Okay. I need to find someone to volunteer to take my kids.
Okay. All right. Well, they should have come with me. But anyway, very long, but good.
Good. Okay.
I want some vibranium.
Vibranium.
Just to put in my house. So I can feel important.
Okay.
Okay. Because it was like this whole fight over the vibranium. The vibranium. Always fighting over.
Okay.
But, you know, a big tribute to Chadwick Boseman. Mm-hmm. And
did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I feel like without him, they really can't continue with this, you know, anything related to the Black Panther. I mean, I feel like it should just end because he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, great movie. Like, okay. You should definitely go see the movie.
I'll wait till it gets, till I can watch it on my couch.
You know what? Well, what have you been watching these days?
Okay, so I watched a Netflix show recently.
Okay.
I think it's been out for a little while, called The Watcher.
Okay, I heard of that.
Yeah, and it's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, it's like one of those, I think it was six or eight episodes. Carter and I binged it. And it's so creepy, right?
Okay.
It's so creepy that when you're sitting there and you're like, I can't believe this is a true story. When they say it's based on a true story, like the fact that it's creepy makes it even creepier.
Oh, wow.
Because you're like, oh my gosh, this is a true story. I can't believe it. And I had to stop myself multiple times from Googling the story.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to ruin, but like, you know, sometimes you're like, you're sitting there, it's like, oh, it's based on a true story. Like your first thing is like, you want to Google it and see, you know, the facts and what happened and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. So if you watch The Watcher, don't go Google it.
Right.
It's super creepy. I'll just give you a little synopsis. It's based on a family that moves into a house and they begin receiving letters, weird letters from they don't know who, but it's like, I'm watching the house. I'm the, you know, I'm the watcher and you like, and like pretty much giving details. Like they know their like every move and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's like so much more creepy stuff that happens.
Your house is my obsession. And now you are too.
But just... don't Google
what's happening.
Don't Google the real story.
The real story.
Because
I actually just did that.
Then it won't be as creepy.
Right. Okay. I was watching The Crown, which just came out, which is now it's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And now they got to the place where Diana and Charles have gotten divorced.
Mm.
She's about to like start dating Dodie.
Okay.
Dodie Fayed.
Uh-huh.
Or El Fayed. And so the father, Muhammad Al Fayed, rehabbed one of the Windsor castles, right?
Okay.
And I Googled, and it's amazing, right? He rehabbed, he put like, it took 3 years, he put millions of dollars in it. And I'm like, who the hell lives there now?
Right.
Like, I really want to know, like, who lives there now? I couldn't figure it out when I was Googling because I was like, I got sidetracked. But y'all let me know who lives there now because it was beautiful. And that was like Diana's been gone, what, 25 years? That was like 25 years ago.
So Windsor Castle, that's where Diana lived?
No, she lived in Kensington Palace.
Okay.
He was very intrigued by all things
royal.
Royal.
Okay.
So he wanted that. The house came up for auction. He went and talked to the bank and he was like, I'll take it and I'll rehab it and I'll own it and live in it. By this time he had already... I didn't know he owned the Ritz in Paris.
Okay.
Had I known that, I would have stayed there when I went there last summer.
Right.
He had already owned the Harrods.
Okay.
So he was just like taking over.
Okay.
So this is like another thing.
Okay.
And I don't know. I still don't know the answer to that
question.
So
it's not a part of the royal family?
No. Well, okay. The person that lived there was the person that was king. Remember that there was a king that abdicated and that's how Queen Elizabeth, he lived there.
Okay.
But he lived there not as a king.
Okay.
But a lot of his king stuff was still there after he died.
Huh.
Yeah. It was very intriguing.
Very intriguing. Yeah. By the way, I did hear someone on TV recently talking about that show, The Crown, and they said like they were floored by how accurate, like the depictions were.
Yeah.
They said the actress that was playing Diana had her spot on to a T.
Spot on. Definitely.
So maybe I'll watch that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you have to start from the beginning and we're on season 5. So you're not.
Oh. Really?
Okay. But I have a toxic trait that I want to read that somebody emailed us.
Okay.
And I want to read it because it might be you, Robin.
Oh.
Robin, did you email us in disguise?
Maybe.
Okay. So it says, toxic trait. This is from Gabriela Sanchez. Hi, my name is Gabby and I'm from Pennsylvania and I love you two so much. Your hilarious banter every week. My toxic trait is how big of a homebody I am. I thrive on being home in my comfort zone without people and their energy surrounding me.
Yes.
Does this sound familiar,
this
Robin?
This is not toxic. This is amazing.
Sometimes it bites me in the ass because friends and family tend to take it personally.
Yes.
But it really does take so much energy out of me to be around people for more than one day at a time. Can either of you relate? ? Robin can relate, Gabby.
Yes.
She said, thank you and I love you. Bye.
That's so funny.
Okay. So,
yes, I totally relate.
Yes, we know.
And it's so funny because I think it does get to the point where like people stop inviting me places. Because
you never go?
Yeah. Because I'm just like on my couch.
Well, but okay. And it's about to get cold outside. So I know you ain't coming out.
Gosh, this like daylight savings time and... Oh, it's cold. Oh my gosh. The only place, like the only time I leave my house is to go to a basketball game.
Oh,
like, you know,
lovely.
Or if it's like to take the kids wherever. But
okay.
Like, yeah, that's the only time I'm leaving my house.
Okay.
But yeah, so is that a toxic trait or is that being very comfortable in your own
skin? It becomes toxic. When you do it too much, it becomes toxic, Robin. When people invite you places and you don't show up because you'd rather be sitting on your couch, toxic.
But who is that bothering?
The people that invite you and you don't show up.
But they're not invite. They're not like, oh, I'm going to have this event just for Robin.
No, but but for instance, it was Carly's birthday. You didn't show up.
I didn't.
No, toxic trait.
Oh shit. Yeah, my bad.
And you don't even remember.
And
you didn't
have a bad memory.
Yeah, okay. That you didn't show up. Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna get Robin some memory pills. And make her house uncomfortable because she needs to step outside.
No. No, we cannot do that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, but you were going to tell us, I know that you're going to tell us about your obsession. Robin has a new obsession.
Oh, yeah. So this is a resurfaced obsession that I have. Okay. And it's annoying. So... Now that I have this weave in my hair, in my head, and I have these inches, right? I am obsessed with cutting my split ends. So first of all, who knew that weave hair could have split ends? But it's like,
oh, really?
It's like human hair. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm obsessed to the point, and I used to do this when my hair was longer. So before I cut my hair, I would literally, I could be at a stoplight and my eyes are damn near going cross-eyed because I'm looking at my ends. And I would have a pair of scissors.
In the car?
In the car, on the door. Like
what the hell?
The door.
Who is this person?
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So like I had a pair of scissors on my, you know, like this, whatever, the compartment, like right on your door, right?
Yes.
And I'd be at a stoplight and I'd just be looking at my split ends and I'd just go. Choo-choo.
What? Okay. Let me help y'all people in other countries understand what we talk about right now.
Yes.
So Robin's hair. Right now, she has a little bit of a weave in her hair. So it's down to like her boob area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she is able to very, very quickly look at the ends of it because it's so long.
Right.
And so she's saying that she has scissors connected to her forehead to cut her split ends when she sees them because she's obsessed with her split ends.
Like if I'm sitting, okay, so my desk, you see those scissors on my desk?
Yes.
I just put those there.
To cut your split ends?
Yes.
This is absurd.
It's absurd. If I'm like sitting on the couch and like I see them, I literally have to, I see one and I get up and I run to my drawer where my scissors are and I cut it.
Okay, this is absurd.
You don't do that? By the way.
No.
By the way, I wish I had scissors in my hand because I saw one on you today.
This is actually my real hair.
And Yes, real hair.
Yes,
definitely gets split in
for sure.
Yes, okay. I saw one and I was like, damn, I just want to cut it.
Okay. And on that note, this episode is over. Do you want to know why? Because I'm scared of Robin and she might cut my hair. So we gotta go. So just don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady,
or both.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.